can't believe you're going. It's... ugh. The thought of being here without you, it's... Don't get me wrong, I'm really excited. I mean, it's a crazy opportunity. I mean, it's your dream job. New city, a new wife, it's... it's just the thought of having to break in another assistant. Oh, God, it's going to be a nightmare. You are the best assistant I've ever had. Before you, I went through them, well, had high turnover. HR hated me. Apparently, I'm quite hardgoing. I know, right? You don't find me hardgoing. What did you say? I'm a dream boss? And you're a dream assistant. Only now it's a nightmare because you're pissing off. I don't blame you. A little bit. It's just... I've never worked so well with someone. It's like you can read my mind. You know what I need before I even need it. It's like heaven. And now you're going. Yes, I am working you right until the end of your last day. I need to get everything I can out of you. Because God knows it's going to be a shit show when you go. Oh, I'm so sorry. We, apparently, the intern ordered the wrong kind of envelope, so you actually have to lick them. I know, it's like something from the 80s. It's just, you know, these reports have to go out before the end of day, so... Tell you what, I'll make you a cup of tea. Yes, I'm going to let you have some of my tea. Special occasion and all. Some people do champagne, I do tea. I am an English stereotype, I know. I wasn't kidding when I said you're the best assistant I've ever had. It's why I gave you that glowing reference. Normally when I write a reference, I lie a little bit. If anything, I played yours down. I know it makes me sound like a bitch, but I really didn't want you to get the job. But of course you got it. Why wouldn't you? You're fucking perfect. They are so lucky. You're very brave. I mean, leaving everything behind. Job, family. I mean, you're going somewhere where no one knows you, no one knows your history. If you were to disappear, no one would know. Well, your wife would know. What time is she picking you up? She's late. Oh, she was going to help you carry your belongings out. Well, you know traffic. Traffic is a bitch this time of day. How are you going with those reports? I know, licking envelopes is... It's not pleasant. Which is why I'm the boss and you're the assistant. Yeah, for now. You know, when you told me that you were leaving, it hurt me. I know that wasn't your intention. You're sweet. You would never hurt anyone. You're kind and generous and you're an impossible dream in this cold, cruel world. No, I wasn't actually being sarcastic. You're rare. I mean, I knew that you would be a good assistant, but working so closely with you, I didn't realize how special you were. You are. I mean, just because you're walking away from me doesn't mean that you're not special. Yeah, that does sound like I'm taking it personally. Well, it's kind of hard not to. I try to make a good working environment. I mean, your office is fancy. All of the benefits. It's a lot to walk away from. It's hard not to feel like I wasn't enough. But I know you need more. You're in... You're in a transitional phase. You need more. More stability. I mean, getting married is... It's a big decision. But I understand now. I was hurt. But I realize now that you needed a statement. That it wasn't enough. I had just been dancing around it. No. Don't try and stand up. Of course the tea wasn't drugged. Darling, you never drug tea. It was the envelopes. Yes. They were drugged. Not poisoned, it's just a sedative. Well, that's rather insulting to call it a sedative. It's so much more than that. You should be having a edge of euphoria now. I know. I danced around it because I didn't know how to say it. Because you're wonderful and I adore you. I adore you so much. But I never made a move. I've never been the kind to pursue people. I've always been pursued. But you made me realize. I mean, it was kind of cruel, but I realized that you had to do it. You didn't have a choice. You had to make me jealous. And getting engaged to that bitch. Well, it certainly made me jealous. And then... your new job. I realized it was an ultimatum. I had to do something. I had to show you that I love you, that I'm ready to take that step. You showed me. You want more. I guess you're just old-fashioned. You work until you get married and then you just stay with me. It's going to be a big adjustment for me. I mean... I feel like I live in this office sometimes. I'm here at the crack of dawn, I leave late at night, but you make it easier. But I realize that I've been obsessed with work and I need to make some changes. And I'm making them for you. That's how important you are to me. That's how much I love you. I'm selling the business. I know. But I'm absolutely sure about this. Because you want more. And I want to give you everything you want. I love you. I'm just so sorry that you had to do those things. You had to kiss her and let her touch you. Oh, it turns my stomach. I'm so sorry you had to do that. I'm so sorry that I made you do that. But it won't happen again. It won't. I've solved it. She's not late. She's gone. You don't have to worry about her. No, no, no. It's okay. It's okay. I know. I know you want to hug me. I want to hug you, and I want more than that, but I guess I'm old-fashioned too. I want us to be married first, so, I'm really excited. I mean, this is... I thought I was made for the office. The pressure, the high stakes. I thought that was what I needed. But it's not. Because I'm feeling so excited about our future. I'm on fire. I can't wait. I can't wait. You're smiling. No, 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 no. Don't move. It's fine. I've got it all arranged. You don't have to worry or lift a finger. Because it's time for me to be bold, me to be... You've done so much. You've been through the way that she would touch you and cling to you. She was so obvious. Such a desperate fucking slut. She was. But don't worry, she'll never, ever touch you again. Oh, you're so sweet. You're crying. I'm crying too. Only you give me tears of joy. Now. It won't be too long before you... Yeah, it's starting to get hazy, isn't it? No, 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 no. It's okay. I just wanted it to be a surprise. It's taken a lot of organization. Getting rid of her. Arranging our future. Dismantling your future. But it's okay. We're going to be together. We're going to be happy. It's going to be bliss. I will never let you leave me. I will never let anyone take you away. And you won't ever have to do anything like that again. You won't have to pretend that you like being touched by someone else. You won't have to pretend that you like the thought of leaving me. That there's any other option apart from being with me. Oh. You are the best assistant I've ever had. And you're the last assistant I'll ever have. Because after you, there couldn't be anyone else. You're it. I love you. And we're going to be so happy. Shh, just, that's right. Just close your eyes. I know you're excited. I know you want to hear everything I have planned, but it's a surprise. So just fall asleep. That's right. That's right. I've chartered a plane. It's going to be amazing. Don't worry about anything. I've taken care of every single thing. you won't want for anything. My beloved assistant. We're getting married. We're going to live happily ever after. And the truly sweet thing is that no one else will ever know. Because you're worth the sacrifice. Because you made such a sacrifice for me. But don't worry. You'll never have to do that again. I won't let anyone else ever touch you. And if anyone dared to, well, they would share the same fate as your poor fiancé. That fucking whore. But we won't waste any more time thinking about her. We've got a whole lifetime to look forward to. My sweet little assistant. I can't wait to kiss you properly. But we have a flight to catch. I love you. Sweet dreams.